Hi, everybody. Aren't these poets incredible? I think we need a round of applause, kind of, just for everyone that we've already heard. Just for a second. I feel really lucky to be reading with these incredible poets and also just with you all tonight. Thank you to Joan and Jimmy for curating this incredible series. Everything is incredible. That's my adjective of the night. But it is. And thank you so much to Jan and to all of the Mad Women. I love you guys so much. So easy. A woman forgot her baby in the park. People found it, murmuring in the bushes, called it fairy. I want to keep sleeping when his yell slices twilight, not feed the baby whose appetite is unfeeling, total. The baby grunts, spits. I want to be alone, but it would be good for me to go out with the baby. If I keep walking, he keeps sleeping. A woman at the park's edge holds honey petals to her nose, breathes them the way I breathe the baby's furry head. A woman left her baby in the car, rushed to work. Her baby overheated and died. I forget things so often now. I never forget my glasses. It would be so easy to forget the baby. Old bikes lie on porches, washed in yellow light, exhausted. I hover two fingers above his chest, search for breath. I love to hear the baby's slight gasp when I turn on a light. I study his open mouth, flick the light on and off and on until I can't. I forgot my keys, my jacket. A woman drove off with her baby on the roof of her car. Did I fasten the buckle around the baby's soft waist? I didn't want to come out today, but it is good to smell the oily pizza boxes at Pino's, to dodge the garbage truck lumbering down Hastings Street, men hanging on by a tiny crescent. They found her baby at 45th and Chawla, alive, on the highway line, not even crying. I had a hat once that I loved, red and blue wool. I lost and found it in a Shaw's parking lot, mashed down, brown with exhaust. I washed it by hand, hung it up to dry. The baby licks the stroller harness, wets the rip-proof vinyl to a deeper red. Thanks. I wrote this next poem while I was leading a semester abroad in Doha, Qatar, and in India, and it's a prose poem. Letters to Pittsburgh 4, more blue than blue, Doha, Qatar. 3 a.m., I get up to pee and look through the curtain, hoping the workers will be gone, or at least sitting down, eating a sandwich. Outside my hotel window, they build another hotel. A large yellow arm swings a chunk of concrete. Men in neon vests skirt the edges of its reach. The arm joint nearly touches our window. When do they sleep? Men in vests built our casino on the Ohio, maybe also through the night. Money doesn't care. Money makes sure that Sisyphus keeps hoisting the boulder up and up, then watching it roll down. Today, at the Shimmering University, a tea boy asked, "Ma'am, biscuit?" I hesitated, said yes, accepted the treat into my smooth hand. At the window again, watching the workers as I do each day, a cardamom biscuit crumbles in my mouth. The blue of the Gulf is more blue than blue. It flickers against the slick hotel walls. This underworld looks a lot like paradise. Does anyone know the poet Charlotte Mew? Maybe some of my friends. Yeah, okay. Woo. Okay, so small contingent. So we're going to maybe increase that number. Anyway, Charlotte Mew is someone that you should know. She was a British poet who lived around the turn of the 20th century, and she was a total badass. And nobody knows about her, and it absolutely kills me because it's basically just because she was a woman at a really even more inconvenient time. I read her poems a couple years ago when I was in grad school, and I just absolutely fell in love with her. And I visited her grave. I don't know if you've done this with writers that you love, but her grave is outside of London, and I happened to be going through there a couple years ago, and I just wanted to go. So anyway, the epigraph is from one of her own poems. "Dear Charlotte Mew, the others have gone. They were tired and half afraid, but I would rather be standing here. I regret you weren't famous enough for them to keep your home intact. Doty visited Whitman's stuffed parrot, but who knows where your weck is decayed. Today is hot for England, high July. A family picnics near your plot, laughing. A child drips an ice cream cone onto a grave. On the way here, I passed the London Pride Parade. I imagined you holding a woman's hand instead of your own faded lapel. Charlotte, can you smell the sea? It's not far off. Out there, you can float for miles, try out your voices on the wind. When you come to my door on Elysian Street, I will ask you in. I will plant you a bougainvillea, water it until the bright petals blaze. When you met yourself at your door, which face did you see wet with rain? At your grave, weeds wash your plot with weak colors. I will stay until the moon finds your grave, until the rooks arrive wearing their slick black coats." Thanks. Go read Mew. Do it. The next one is kind of a Pittsburgh-y poem, "Necessary City." "I'm walking in hard rain in East Liberty, no umbrella, keeping direction by the cathedral, rising over the roofs of this city I swore I'd never live in. Nico and Kai shop in Giant Eagle. I know he's taking good care of him, probably making him laugh, feeding him Cheerios. I could leave, get in my car, and drive away before anyone would realize. Yesterday I was daydreaming, panicked, and turned too soon, missed the Armstrong Tunnel, and drove up Mount Washington, trying to get to the south side. I could see that busy strip bending behind me in the mirror, but I was heading high and away, above the Three Rivers, the hills bright with sunset, the fountain plunging back into concrete, a few people watching, growing smaller and smaller. I live in a city I sometimes hate. I have no job to write on the doctor's forms. When my child cries, I often freeze. I walk toward my family, the smell of heavy rain in my hair, wanting a way through. But I chose these people who see me in the morning with my mouth guard, who put up with my skittishness. I want to run toward the city of my life, like the heroine at the end of the film, once she's learned what really matters. But I just walk a little faster, counting the lights in old warehouses along Center Avenue, bright squares cutting the gray Pittsburgh air. And I just have one more. "Wake. My daughter paints gray moons under my eyes all day. I nearly tip her out of the stroller. Her jaw quivers. I want so many things. What did my mother want? I study her hands. Her left pointer finger curves in slightly. My daughter sleeps in my arms, light as a needle. Her eyes, tiny almonds. What did my mother regret? Guilt, a tight ring I can't take off. At the zoo, the ostrich fixes its light bulb eyes on me. My daughter kicks her legs into the day's particular light. Her new eyes follow leaf shadows in the wind. Ostriches can't fly. If attacked, they kick their knock-kneed legs to survive. My widowed neighbor Billy stares at my daughter, says, 'To wake up and know someone like that is waiting for you.'" Thanks. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. And next up is Marilyn Marshnall, whose book will be coming out soon with Mad Books, and it's incredible.